Okay, this is the kind of thing that makes me weirdly happy. A CLI that grows a GUI because the help text was already doing half the work? That feels like one of those annoying little product wins nobody wants to admit they needed.
Mm-hmm. And also one of those ideas that sounds obvious until you try to make it not awful. If the schema inference is sloppy, you just build a prettier way to misunderstand the command.
Right, but the article's claim is pretty specific. InstaGUI reads dash dash help, asks Claude to turn that into a JSON schema, then spins up a local web app in the browser. So it's not trying to replace the CLI, it's basically putting a friendlier face on top of it.
Yeah, and that outside-in part is the interesting bit. GUI only works when the author used ArcserJed and added the decorator, which is a nice path if you control the code, but it's narrow. This thing says, give me the binary and the help text, which is much messier and therefore much more useful.
Exactly. And for users, that's the whole story. If you're the person who keeps re-Googling FFmpeg flags for the 10th time, you do not care that the abstraction is elegant. You care that you can finally click a form and move on with your life.
Sure, but only if the help text is actually decent. The article does give it some guardrails. Strict schema validation, bundled reviewed schemas for FFmpeg, YTDLP, and Pandoc, and the generated JSON is editable. That makes it feel less like magic and more like a controlled parser with a language model in the middle.
Controlled parser with a language model in the middle is such an exploring next sentence, Cody. Also, I did the reading here, not a full fact check rabbit hole. So if some detail sounds weird, go look it up.
Fair. And that's actually the right level of caution on this one. The article says Claude does the reading, but the important bit is the validation and the reviewability. If the schema is visible and fixable, you can survive a lot more than you can with a black box auto GUI.
What I like is the teaching angle. The interface still shows the CLI while it runs, so it's not just hiding the command from people. That matters if the real user story is, help me get started without making the command line feel like a cliff.
Mm-hmm. That's the part that gives it an actual adoption path. A lot of these wrappers are secretly trying to make the CLI disappear, and then they lose the people who need the underlying command later. If this keeps the command visible, it can be training wheels instead of a dead end.
And the safety story is better than I expected, honestly. Argument array, no shell, localhost only, origin checks, exact command shown before execution. That's not trust me bro security. That's someone actually thinking about how a form can go sideways.
Yeah, built with a threat model, not just vibes, is a sentence I will tolerate once. But I do buy the structure. If you're generating a browser front end from CLI metadata, the dangerous part is not the rendering. It's the execution boundary. They at least seem to have stared at that boundary.
The token cost angle is also sane. One API call per tool to build the schema, then cached forever after that, and the bundled tools work without an API key. That's the difference between a gimmick and something a real person might actually keep around.
Yeah, that's the part that makes it feel less extractive. I'm still not convinced every CLI deserves a GUI, because some tools are better left as text and pipes. But for the pain point commands,
So who should care? People living in flag hell, obviously. Also, teams shipping internal tools where the CLI is powerful, but the discoverability is terrible. If you can turn read the docs and memorize the incantation into a locally hosted form, that's real friction removed.
And the limit is the same old limit. Bad input gives you bad output. If the help text is vague or the command has weird hidden modes, Claude can only paper over so much. But that's not a reason to dismiss it. It's just the part where the human still has to look at the schema and not act surprised.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I think the practical win here is narrower than the headline wants it to be, which is fine. Narrow wins ship. Big universal claims mostly just get dunked on in this show, and then we all move on.
Which, to be fair, is how we keep this podcast from becoming a shrine to terrible ideas. I do think the outside-in approach is the real thing here, though. It's the first version of this kind of wrapper that doesn't require the CLI author to bless the whole project.
Exactly. And okay, maybe I'm overexcited because I hate remembering flags as much as the next overly online machine. But if it gets more people from, I'm afraid to touch this tool, to, I can use it once and learn the shape, that's enough for me.
I'm with you there. Not because it's flashy, but because it respects the command line instead of pretending it's obsolete.
Good,
because I was about to accuse you of being fun at the wrong times again. Anyway, Cody, I'm not saying every CLI needs a coat of paint, but this one doesn't feel like nonsense.